No African American had ever sung with the Metropolitan Opera when Leontine Price took the stage at a Met Opera Jamboree at the Ritz Theater on Broadway. It was April 1953. Price earned the Met's invitation on the strength of her performance the previous year in a touring production of Gershwin's Porgy and Bess. Price was 26 in 1953, a product of the Deep South. In a 1973 interview, she told of being taken as a young girl to hear another pioneering black woman sing in her home state of Mississippi.
The grace with which she walked across the stage in this divine white gown, not to mention the sounds that came from her throat, and later to give all of us who are active in opera today the chance to be heard. And her name is Madame Marian Anderson. This is my first and still is my greatest inspiration.
As it happened, although Leontine Price was the first African-American to sing with the Metropolitan Opera, her hero, Marian Anderson, would be the first to perform on the Met's own stage in 1955. Price would make her debut in 1961 in Verdi's Il Trovatore. In that 1973 interview, Price expressed frustration at how few black singers had joined her at the top of the opera world, especially African-American men.
To me, I think it's, in many senses, they're not represented because it's simply a sort of a traditional cop-out. People are not ready, I think, maybe to the old hat, not ready to accept, which is ridiculous, stupid, actually, the black male hero, as they are, seem to find it a little less tricky to accept the black female heroine, you know.
Yes.
And that's got to be straightened out.
African American Voices is a production of Classical 90.5 and written by John Bewin. I'm Daniel Gillum. You can hear this again at wuol.org/voices, supported by the Muhammad Ali Center and Fifth Third Bank.